Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? We're doing pretty good, you know, it's like one of the situations. We talk about a lot of things going on the show and everything like that, but we cover all the subjects, don't we? So, therefore, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Let's go check in the chat. As we're going to the chat, I'm going to sit and go over some things, too, as well, saying, hey, you know something? If you want to call me for a private reading, just give me a call at 719-344-8699 or call me at my cell phone at 740-500-8863. Or go to my website. Where's the website? www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We're also having an October special, which you get 4 45-minute sessions for $100. They usually go for $1 a minute, so it's $45 for 45 minutes. But you can get 4 blocks of 45-minute readings for only 100 bucks. So check that out. Give us a call. If you call us while you're on the show, we'll actually give it to you for 95. That's 4 45-minute sessions for $95 when they usually go for regular price is $45. Also, if you only want to get one session this month, it's only going to cost you $40 for a 45-minute session. Very interesting. So, therefore, check it out. Check it out. Give us a call. Let's sit down and talk with you. We can do all kinds of things on the show, but when it comes to certain matters, there are some private matters that we need to go into. So, therefore, it's great to have that option where you can actually do private readings, okay? We also do meditations. We do parties. We do group readings. We also work with gifted children, gifted parents, people, gifted people. We want to help everybody really discover their psychic abilities and everything else that goes along with it. Excuse me. But it can only happen if you give us a call and we sit down and talk. We also do healing sessions, 90-minute sessions, 60-minute sessions, and 30-minute sessions. For a 90-minute session, it's $135. But this month, you can also get that for $115. Okay, so we have all kinds of specials going on. So go to the website, check it out. Give us a call. Guarantee we can work with you. We don't care what your budget is. We know we can sit down and do some fantastic work together. You just got to pick the phone up. Call us at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863. Or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, so we're sitting here looking at the situation. We have some people in the chat. We're looking at our phone. We do have a callers are coming in very quickly. So therefore, if you want to get in and get your answers questioned, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. We're doing free readings right now. And when we say readings, we're doing readings, okay? We're going to sit there and help you out with whatever situation you're into. Give you all the time you got. Well, give you all the time we got. We're on for 2 hours. We got an hour and 51 minutes left. I'm pretty sure we could cover and give you the answers you're looking for, okay? So, therefore, it's 6:09 p.m. here in, actually, Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's 10/19/2012. If you just tuned in, I'm Psychic X Journeyman, your host, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio, okay? So let's get to our callers, and let's sit down and talk about things, okay? So let's go to our first caller. That's the area code 484. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. My name is Monica.
And where are you calling from, Monica?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Pottstown.
Pottstown, huh? I've heard of that.
Yes.
I think we actually talked to someone yesterday. From there, I think.
It wasn't me.
Okay. No problem. So, what's your name?
Monica. Yeah.
So, Monica, how can we help you tonight?
I'm asking what the future holds for me, and I also wanted to ask family members from my family that had died. Is anyone coming through that has a message for me?
Very first thing that comes to me is I get a very strong connection with your grandmother.
My grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
And what does she have to say?
You know, I don't get to anything she says. It's just the idea of her presence. I see her, when I sit there and look at the situation, I see her standing next to you. I see her standing next to you with her hand on your shoulder. Looks like it has to be with the right shoulder. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I also get the indication with this woman, as your grandmother, is on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, I really don't see her saying anything. I just see her presence.
Do you see anyone else's presence?
She seems to be the dominant one. That's what I'm picking up on. And with the idea of the future, I mean, what do you mean by the future? People have to understand one thing. When the ideal of the situation, we do have this, I don't know, this human body. And so sometimes it's good to have direction. Everybody thinks it's like putting a card in the machine and we spit out the answers. And it doesn't work that way. You know, it's very taxing. So when you send somebody into, you know, so I want to know what my future is, you have career, you have, you know, you have your love life, you have yourself, situations that go all around you all the time. So it's like, what's the one thing it's focused, that you're focused on? And that's what people need to do, too. They need to sit there and say, okay, what's going on at this moment in my life, right this moment, what this minute? Are you focusing on your relationships? Are you focused on yourself? You know, that kind of situation. So how are you?
Okay.
What's your birthday, sweetie?
November the 4th.
November the 4th. You're a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
I actually get the impression you're a Capricorn rising. It's a Sagittarius moon. That's kind of wild. Anyway, what year?
48.
Okay, so what's the one thing is you're looking at your future and everything else, but it seems like there's a lot of things that you're focusing on at the same time, sending yourself into many directions. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What about my daughter? What do you see in her life?
Why are you focusing on your daughter?
Well, I'm concerned because she's a single mom.
Yeah, but what can you do about it?
Not much.
Okay, so what are you worried about it for? I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm just saying you're trying to help somebody who needs to stand up around 2 feet.
Is she going to find a husband?
The husband's not the solution. The solution's a hindrance.
Oh.
You know, the ideal, what she finds, is also a reflection of herself. She needs to do some work on herself, don't you think?
Oh, okay.
So think about it. The ideal of finding the right man is also finding oneself. Until she finds herself, she's going to keep attracting the same kind of people she's been going out with.
Okay.
Uncommittal.
Okay.
Because she hasn't committed to herself.
Right.
Does your daughter complain?
Complain?
Yeah, does your daughter complain?
Yeah.
Does she complain about everything? I feel like
anything.
She
does. Anything and everything.
Okay, well, with the situation of complaining about everything, guess what? She's basically projecting out there. What she should be doing is looking within herself and realizing that her life reflects how she feels about herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Soon as she realizes that, that should help her understand that she can also change it. Mm-hmm. But everything's going wrong is because how she feels about herself. She feels like she's done everything wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's a single mom because she chose to be a single mom.
Okay.
So people sit there and look at the situation like this, okay? Well, this guy got me pregnant. Unless he actually tied you to a bed, he didn't get you pregnant. You were there. He was there. You went ooh, ooh, ooh as much as he did. So she has to take responsibility of realizing she made a choice. She's made choices throughout her whole life that has brought her to this point.
Okay.
So she has to realize that. Well, I'm saying before, that should be a solution. That should be a celebration. Oh, I created this? Well, since you created it, that means you can create a different outcome. Mm-hmm. A man is not going to solve her problems. Excuse me. See, the way she has it set, she would just attract another child.
Well, she is dating another man, but I don't know where that's going to go.
Okay, you want to hear the flushing noise?
Huh?
I said, do you want to hear the flushing noise? Okay.
Down the toilet?
Pretty much, because she, look at this, think about this. She complains about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I give her about 2 weeks and she'll start complaining about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how she's projecting outwards? When she should be realizing that what she's doing is she's blaming everybody. It's not everybody's fault.
Right.
The only reason, the only person right now who is at fault the way her life is her.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't come to that point of realization. She thinks being with a man and being that a man that can make her happy. First of all, people, we're not responsible for making you happy.
No.
You're responsible for making yourself happy. If you're happy with yourself, if I'm happy with myself, you'll probably have a great relationship.
Right.
Because you're content. So therefore, what happens is two people come together. I love myself, you love yourself. And then we share it.
Mm-hmm.
What is she sharing with everybody except for grief? Complaining.
Right.
Negative energy. Negative
right.
comments. Everything sucks.
Right.
Would you want to marry her?
No, I wouldn't. No,
but
I wouldn't.
I'm just saying, if you dig underneath all the surface of all this bullshit, she is a presentable person. She's kind. She's gifted. She's a beautiful soul. But she doesn't want to let that out there because the last time she did, she got hurt.
Yeah.
But she doesn't realize she also allowed that to happen. It's another realization of looking at the situation and go, okay. But we still got to make ourselves vulnerable. We still got to look at the situation. But the more happy we are with ourselves, we have a tendency to attract the same kind of people. So therefore, more than likely, getting hurt again won't happen because we love ourselves. That's respect, self-respect.
Okay.
6 months.
I wanted to know. Did my son come through to you? Because he did pass.
When did your son pass?
I believe it's 3 years now.
Tell you the truth, I get the impression he's moved on. I don't pick up on him. All I see is the grandmother figure.
Would that be my mother?
You mean your mother's grandmother or your mother?
Oh, my mother.
He still keeps coming up as grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So that's all that you're picking up on is grandmother?
Yeah. When I said pick up on your grandmother, the way it's presenting itself to me is the idea you need to listen to her. See, a lot of times when you pick up on people, we can pick up on them that communicate with us because they can't communicate with you. But with this situation here, it seems like she really wants you to communicate because almost like the idea of helping you with the situation you're going through as in guidance. So it's like the idea you need to focus on her so you can actually connect with her. And that's what she wants to do. She wants to connect with you, not me.
So no one else is coming through?
I don't see anybody else now. I'm not saying they're not there. I'm just saying they're not coming through. They don't have anything to say.
Oh.
Okay? That's not a bad thing.
All right.
You got protection, but you only have one situation that's happening that where your grandmother's coming through, and she's saying, I could help you with this. Everybody else is standing back and saying, okay, she got it.
Hmm.
You're not really a difficult person.
Okay.
Your sister, I mean, your daughter, that's a different story. Now, if we talk to your daughter, we might have more guidance there and more stuff will come through because she has a hard time listening.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, she's got three guardian angels. People go, three guardian angels? Yeah. One on each shoulder and one to push. Because she's difficult.
No.
Your daughter.
My daughter?
Yeah, Mrs.
She has three angels?
Three guardian angels. She has three guardian angels. She has five guides. And the one thing they say is that she is a very difficult person. She just will not listen to the guidance that comes through. She's always trying to do what she wants to do. The reason we have guidance is to help us realize in the process of what we want to do is usually your ego kicking in going, well, this is what I want to do.
So why
and then you start seeing all these difficulties happening. That's because when you listen to the ego, that's a human concept.
Why does she have all these angels?
Because she's a difficult person to deal with.
Do you see any angels around me?
Yeah, you have angels.
I do?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Well, it comes to me as two guardian angels. It seems like you have connected with four of your guides. You have five, too, but you only connect with four. And you have a lot of angels around you.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I keep getting this one red-headed angel. It keeps coming in from time to time. When you have a tendency to lose love for yourself. I don't know. I just get the impression with your daughter, she's really frustrating to you.
Okay, and what did you say that was the first angel? Hello?
You mean your guardian angels?
Yeah.
I said you had two guardian angels.
I got two.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there to, are they women or men?
I'm sorry, sweetie, but angels don't have sex.
Oh, okay. So these angels are here. I got
energy.
They're energy. So they are here to protect me or guide me?
It's protect, help, and guide you. Right now they tell you to let your daughter, they keep saying sister, she was a sister. I almost get the impression she was a sister of yours in a previous life. Two lifetimes ago. Also, I get the impression with her is you need to let her fall. You need to let her go. You need to sit there and just let her do what she's going to do.
So you're saying
she's exhausting.
My daughter.
Yes.
Okay, and you're saying that is one of the guardian angels you said was a sister?
No. I was saying that in a past life, I think your daughter was actually your sister.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. All right. Okay. And can I have your opinion about myself, just you talking to me just a little bit, and maybe seeing spiritually. What kind of a person do you think I am?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, it's kind of surprising to have a daughter like you have.
What's that?
I said the daughter you have, the way she's so difficult. She takes after her father.
Yeah. Yes,
and so I look at you as a very caring, patient person, and you're at your wit's end with your daughter.
Yes.
So that's what they were saying. You just believe in yourself. If you've done what you can, you come to your wit's end. But I just don't feel like there's anything else you can do.
Okay. So, well, at least I got angels around me to help me, right?
Right. Yeah, everybody has angels and archangels and guardian angels and guides and people helping all the time. It's just the idea of opening it up, you know, believe. I feel like you have a very strong belief. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to your daughter, she doesn't seem to believe in herself at all. She thinks that everybody else, that everybody owes her. Why?
I don't know.
She got pregnant because she had sex, okay? Plain and simple. She makes it out like it's this drama thing. It's like my ex. It's like my brother's ex-wife. She got beat up by him once. It took like 10 minutes. But when you hear her say it, the story keeps getting longer and longer to the point where now she's been in. Last time I heard this story, she was in the hospital for 3 weeks in a coma. That never happened. Trust me, I was there. It never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the situation, we can exaggeration. I see your daughter.
Right.
What is your daughter's name?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Mhm.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, you got to sit there and look at the situation for what it is. She needs to learn one thing.
Yes.
Let her go. Let her fall on her face. When she tries to get back up, remind her she has two hands.
Mhm.
And she can stand on her own two legs. I swear. No, seriously. My mom did it. You know. You do more help by doing that than you do by trying to do everything for them, okay? I had the same problem with my mom, okay? My mom told me flat out, you slam the door one more time, you're going to walk home. Well, I didn't think she would do that. So I slammed the door one more time, and next thing you know, I had to walk five miles home.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the one thing is, in that situation, I didn't sit there and say, well, I guess I'm stuck here. I learned a solution. I learned to find a solution, and I found it. And it's actually helped me throughout my life. So see, by putting her in her position of what she's actually created,
mm-hmm.
she needs to realize she created it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll find a solution to get herself out of the situation. But, you know, that's all I keep hearing about this. I'm a single mom. There are some single moms out there, and the situations they're in, that are different situations. They're making it. They're doing it. You know, they're very strong women. And she wants to make it out like it's like some kind of disease, and it's not. It's just you're a single parent. I was a single parent for a while too. You know, it's one of those things that can be difficult. It can be straining, but it can also be rewarding and have a great time.
Yep.
You know, I used to play basketball with my daughter, and my sister was a different story. But I actually had custody of my sister and my daughter. My sister was actually a year older than my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you find a solution, you have a good time, and seriously, when my sister was, you know, I'm pretty sure you never come home and you find five cruisers parked around your house.
Mm-hmm.
Because my sister had this attraction to people who get arrested, and she had a boyfriend who escaped from JDC and came to our house,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we had to deal with those things. In all the situations, but they were just part of the journey. But with her, it's like the ideal. Look at yourself, forgive yourself, and say, okay, I got to do the right thing. The right thing here is to not keep enabling her to keep doing the same thing over again. Right. I did the same thing with my daughter. She came to me and she got arrested. And she goes, you going to take up for me? I said, no, I'll be there for you, but you did something wrong. So you're going to pay for it. I'm not going to bail you out. You're going to do like everybody else did. You're going to go right through it. I'll be there. I'll support you through the whole thing.
Right.
It's not going to bail you out. There's a difference.
Right.
Okay? So I'm just saying, you know, it's a hard thing to realize that even if your kid goes out there and gets herself killed by texting on the phone,
mm-hmm.
that was her decision and her outcome. And that was the consequences of her outcome because what she did, not because you didn't do something right.
Right.
I think as parents, we have a tendency to do that. We blame ourselves and say, did I do everything I could so this wouldn't have happened? Not realizing our kids have brains of their own.
Mm.
They have their own individual personalities. They do whatever they want to do. My daughter still texts us and drives. Irritates the hell out of me, scares the hell out of me. But what am I going to do?
Right.
You know, I can't live her life. She's going to have to learn. There might be some tragedy that comes along with it, but we have to realize that you know, with action, there's consequences. But the only way they ever learn those things is we have to let them be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I mean, I had a situation with a lady who had a pregnant daughter, and she had another, and she had a son, you know, who was, I think he was into drugs. And they just, and they were constantly attacking her. They were living with her, but they were all of age. You know, she was pregnant. I'd say that the daughter was pregnant, and she was taking drugs too as well. And she goes, "What can I do? She's going to hurt the baby." There's nothing you can do.
Right.
You know, that's the life they created. That's the things they're doing, you know.
Right.
And if it has a tragedy outcome, it's because of their actions. Sure, we, you know, what can we do? We really can't do nothing. We can tell them. We can talk to them. You know, we can give them the information. We can give them the knowledge, but they still got to take it and do what they got to do with it. We can't do it for them.
And even though right now she's dating, she says is a nice guy. I don't get involved.
I understand that point of view, but you know, she's saying he's a nice guy, but what else is he?
I don't know.
Seems like she's keeping a hush on that thing, don't you think?
Right.
But like I said, if you have any more things you want to, if anything else that you, we'll be on tomorrow night too. So if there's anything else you need to talk about us about, that'd be great. Just call us back or situation. I know these situations can be hard.
Okay.
But like I said before, and there's a lot of people in the chat room are saying the same thing. You just got to let her go. He's a nice guy. Who cares? Okay? I'm just going to say it. He's a nice guy, but okay, who is he? You know, niceness is an action. It's not a characteristic, okay?
Yeah.
He's nice. Okay, he's nice. But what else is he? You know, seriously, people have a tendency to brag about people. I met this person, and she's a beautiful, fantastic, awesome woman. You see, there's a lot of characteristics in there. You know, she has her moments, she has her situations, but she's living her life, and she has this crazy thing going on that she's trying to organize and get things situated.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that happen. But see, there's also, those are actions, but you don't hear people saying, she's an action woman. It's just the ideal. She is who she is.
Yep.
So we have to get your daughter the same way, realizing she is who she is. And she's the one that's attracting everything to her life. And she's like, well, I wonder if this is going to work out. Why do we wonder?
Well,
when we're the ones that actually manifested these
situations
and people in our lives. Should we know more about it?
When you said that she gets all that there from her father, you're absolutely right, because me and him are like day and night.
Do you ever wonder why you married him?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the situation we played out, why do you think you married your husband?
Desperate at the time. I was a single mom.
Yeah?
Child.
Okay. Well, let's take a look at your daughter. Do you think she's basically doing the same thing?
She's
trying to find somebody that's going to...
She's ruthless, and I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but you were in a situation years ago when you felt desperate, when you had to do something. You put yourself in a situation that you normally wouldn't have done.
I put myself in a situation, but I was very vulnerable, very scared, shy, never outspoken. I was a caring, you know, loving person, and, you know.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I'm not talking about her character and your character as the audio being same. I'm saying the same scenario.
Yeah.
The thing is, the difference of the situation is you were in a situation where you felt like you were in a desperate situation where you had to make a desperate decision. Okay? What she's trying to do is she doesn't have that scenario, but she's trying to make it that way.
She's not in a desperate situation. because of all the help that they have out there today. They didn't have that back in my time.
That's true, too, but she's still trying to play the part.
Right.
This woman is very talented and very gifted, but she doesn't, what does she do? Does she still live off of government?
Huh?
Does she still have government assistance?
Does she have government assistance? No.
Yes. So she's standing on her own 2 feet and she's working?
Yes. 2 jobs.
Yeah. It always makes you wonder about people working 2 jobs. You look at the situation and go, okay, why are you working 2 jobs? And everybody says to make more money. Well, I think the objective here should be to make a living or make a life, to make a life, not to work 2 jobs for money. Because all it's going to do is put you in a situation and it's going to make the situation worse. Money's not going to solve it. What's going to solve it is her to change her attitude, to change her perception, to realize what she can do and instead of feeding into the limitations of what she can't do.
Right.
Because, you know, what I'm saying is she complains about everything.
Right.
So she's not content about anything. So she's made a decision that money's more important than she is.
Right.
In the process of that situation, her life keeps getting worse. And what I mean by worse, she might have money, she might have her bills paid, but she's not happy. Okay?
Right. But
that could change by her changing her perception and realizing she can still go out and do what she wants. She can still go do what she's going to do. But it's almost like she's trying to set herself up for failure.
Yeah.
I have a nice guy. He's okay, great. You got a nice guy. So that's kind of, I guess the one thing I focus on the situation is, it's like she's playing Russian roulette with guys. Okay, I finally got a good one.
Right.
When realistically, he's a physical manifestation of how she feels about herself. So what is this guy really all about? If she's still messed up and she's still complaining, and let's say she goes out with this guy, right? And she pretends that she's not that person. In truth,
right.
She really is. Okay? So
right.
If she's pretending to be something, I can almost guarantee he is too. And pretty soon, those two are going to come to the surface of who they really are. And what are we going to have? Conflict and probably a relationship that breaks up. And then they're going to sit there and say, I don't know if I trust him. When realistically, she can't trust herself because she's not being honest. Okay?
Right.
So point that out to her too. Are you being totally honest with him? Are you being totally who you are? Because I always tell everybody, stop making a good impression and just be yourself.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well,
so,
it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, if you can get her to call, that'd be great, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, and you have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, let's go on to our next caller, which is actually area code 917. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
How are you?
I have no clue. Anyway, do you want me to give you an answer?
Yeah, you actually straight to the point, and I was like, this gentleman is serious.
Thank you, I think.
I don't know if you are Aries or a Virgo. Oh, my God, you are straight to the point.
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, okay.
What's that mean? Come on. What's that mean? Oh, Taurus, huh? Actually,
you're focusing about money and kind of stubborn about some things, but it's okay.
Well, I'll give you this, too. See, I'm a Taurus sunrise. I'm a Virgo moon and a Capricorn rising.
Oh, you are a super stank, but it's nice. That's good. Your business is straight.
I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, we need straight-to-the-point answers to make some really serious changes in our lives. So, hey.
Yes, we do. I sat up straight as you were talking. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, you wasn't here that night. That guy got kind of crazy in the freaking chat room saying, I was here. Are you here about the money? I'm like, huh? So we're doing free readings here, man. What are you talking about? He goes, well, sure, this is great advertising. Yeah, we do private readings. We do make money. But I said, this is all I do. And he's like, okay. He came off kind of rude, and I was like, if you don't like it, man, you get the hell out. You know, I was like, there's other shows out there. You like him? go take them out, man. But I'm sitting here going, you know, hey, I'm sorry. And then he said something else. I forget what it was. I said, I'm sorry, dude. I got two revolvers here. I am fully loaded. I got all the answers. So don't come to this freaking table with an empty gun, because I'll definitely shoot you down, okay?
Okay.
So you look at the situation like that and say, okay. Because I had a lady call me from Canada once, and she's like, well, this one psychic told me that me and my boyfriend were going to get back together. I just told her, do your teeth hurt? And she goes, what do you mean? I said, that lady sugarcoated it so bad, I'm surprised, and your teeth don't hurt, okay?
I can't. Oh, you are funny. Well, I have two questions.
Okay, go ahead. You're calling from New York, aren't you?
I live in New Jersey. I have a New York phone number.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what energy do you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Corey? Where do you see it going? And I want to know, what do you see as far as business for me, my business?
What kind of business?
Oh, real estate investing.
How do you feel about it? The reason I ask the question, because I ask people all the time, people want to start, I see a lot of people out there are starting to work on themselves, and they're starting to work for themselves, but they're still focusing on money as the solution, and money's not the solution. It's the idea of finding something, because when people manifest, they manifest things that they want to have, which means the things they love to have, and that's the key. So if you have a business and you love what you do, success is almost guaranteed, because you got that.
Oh, well, that's the case. I like aerobics and I like counseling. Now, those are two things I like to do.
Well, then you should put yourself into those situations and not put any kind of insecurities and say you can't. Because I was there talking to a friend of mine. I said, I heard people talking to me and saying, you know, you really can't make a good living at being a psychic. I'm like, are you blind? And she goes, what do you mean? Okay, have you ever seen Sylvia Brown? Have you ever seen John Edwards? Have you ever seen John Holland? Yeah? Have you gone to the websites? Have you talked to these people? This is all they do. They make money. They write books. And here you are with a statement that says, you can't make a living at this? Aren't you just fooling yourself? And it's a lack of faith in oneself. So therefore you find things out there to prove it and back it up and say, well, I can't do this. Well, the only reason you can't do it is because you say you can't. Because I was talking to this person the other day, and I'm sitting there going, okay, listen to this. If you have enough time, you're right. If you don't have enough time, you're right. It's your perception that you perceive to go through that creates your reality. And there your life is right there. So you're sitting there going, I would love to do these things. And I always tell people, what's your life purpose? Well, if you're sitting there focus on something you really love to do and then try to turn it into a business, get you a pad and pencil and start writing down ways you can actually make it work. And don't be surprised if you don't have a list of things on that piece of paper by the time you get done with it. Because I sit there and told a friend of mine, what you need to do is understand one thing. Any kind of perception that you're going to fail is going to work against you.
Mm.
So you take the situation and you go, if it's a relationship or whatever it is, and go, hey, you know something? That's what I want. I would love to have that. And that's your perception, and that's what you should be focusing on as your outcome. And that's what you should be doing. Now, the real estate stuff and that kind of stuff, because of the person you are, well, yeah, it definitely will be a success. But see, I do what you're looking for right now in your life is to be happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what energy do you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Corey?
Well, I don't understand why you're asking the questions, because you have so much faith in him. Why do you have so much faith in him? Maybe it's because you have so much faith in yourself, right?
Absolutely.
So you have to look at the situation like this. I was talking about this yesterday, and people are sitting there focusing on other people. I'm sitting there going, are you focusing on yourself? Oh, yeah, but how's John doing? I said, hold on. You say you're focusing on yourself, but you're saying, how's John doing? You're focusing on John right this moment. And I wanted to, he's like telling people flat out, okay, let's try to figure these people out. Why? Aren't these people that are coming in our lives physical manifestations of who we are?
Well,
so we should be good about that.
But you know what? The thing about him is that he's really great with business, and he's really focused. He's kind of stoic right now. You know, he wants us. He says, you know, he wants us to get married, and he was very straightforward. But mm-hmm. he's focusing on his business, and we're both focusing on it. But, you know.
Yes. But I want you to also understand one thing, too, guys. Get married. Have fun. Have sex. Do the whole thing. But you know something? You're still going to be focused on those businesses for the rest of your life, because that's your life purpose.
That's true. But he was just being a little quiet. Do you see what you get? Do you see why he's being quiet?
I just get the impression that he's kind of me as he's reflecting.
He
shouldn't take it personal. It's just a guy thinking, taking some time to reassess, look at the situation, go, okay, what is up with the situation? But he doesn't do it like you do. That's when we have to realize people in our lives are never going to do it the way we do it. Why? Because they're individuals as much as we are. And we have to respect that because in the process of respecting them, we realize we're also respecting ourselves. So therefore, just respect yourself and give them the space.
Well, you know what he did? When we first started talking, I met him before and I was too busy. I was doing different things. I was too busy. And then he was upset because I was too busy. So then he was like, oh, you know, I like the type of person you are. You don't have time for me. And every time we were talking, he was like, oh, money, money, money. So it's like we both were focusing on other things. But sometimes you just want to let your hair down and have companionship. So actually, I'm really glad that I had an opportunity to talk to him because he really, in talking to him and watching him, you know, he's so focused and stoic towards his business that I was like, you know what, I need to do things differently because I'm kind of like a jack of all trades. So it's kind of like a nice combination. But, you know, I didn't really ask him. I just observed him. Because it was like, you know, he's like, I want to get married. I want to do this. I'm your husband. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then when I was so busy, then when he became quiet, I just was, you know, wondering why we still spend time together, but he just was a little quiet. So, you know, I didn't ask. That's why I was just asking, what did you pick up from him?
Just reflecting and thinking. It's not really major stuff. I mean, when he gets quiet, what do? Do you say anything, ask anything?
No, I became quiet also. Now, the first time he did it, I texted him and was asking him what was wrong, and he didn't say anything, and he was like, you know what, you don't have to do that. He was like, it's okay. And he was like, don't act like that anymore. So I'm used to expressing myself, whereas he's used to
going
with
what I'm saying here,
himself.
The situation is the both of you have to do one thing. You got to respect each other, okay? You are expressive, okay?
Yes.
And he has to respect that, that you're going to do that. That's who you are.
Yes.
He can't stop you from being who you are. At the same time, you can't stop him from being who he is. He's being quiet, reflective, looking at the situation, okay? You're going to text. You're going to be curious. And what he needs to understand is that's who you are. So therefore, when you text, the best thing to do is give you a message back. So therefore, you'll stop doing that. That's not telling you to stop doing it, but to say, hey, we're fine. We're okay. I'm just thinking about I'm thinking about Dairy Queen, okay? Just relax. It's okay. Because when people stop communicating with you and stop talking, more than likely they're thinking about and going over things in their heads of where they want to proceed to. And then they're going to come to you and just proceed. They might not always talk about it, but they're going to proceed to go forward. And I think we should just jump on and go, okay, I don't need to talk about it because we're going forward. So jump on the freaking Jeep and go. But, you know, seriously.
Well, he's a Capricorn, so...
Oh, my God. I'm just kidding. when I look at the situation of the freaking fickleness that has a tendency to do with the situation of business, the money's important. But you know something? A lot of Capricorns have to realize that the reason money's not important.
Well, to him it is. He's thinking about money all day, even when we're together.
That is true, guys. What I'm saying is I want you to relay to this. I want you to relay something to this dummy, that money is not important. I want you to take a $5 bill. I want you to put it on the table. I want you to sit there and stare at it for five, okay? You're going to see one thing. It don't do nothing. It just sits. It has no power but the power you give it. So therefore, since you give it the power, where is the power of life and where is the power of success coming from? You.
Well, you know what? When we spoke before, he was trying to rush me before because he's always thinking about business. And I was
right.
Like, oh, no. I was like, I'm in the ministry and things like that. And I was like, no, I don't move that fast. So I stopped speaking to him. So I guess he meditated because we're both intuitive. He meditated and we ran back into each other about 6 months later. And
did you hurt each other?
I'm sorry?
Did you hurt each other when you ran into each other? Bam! Okay, sorry.
No, but we ran back into each
other. I had to say it that way
because
the way you said it. It was like that energy. You could feel the energy just smacking off to you guys.
Yeah, and then I'm like, hello. And I'm like, okay. So we started talking again. And, you know, he's like, oh, well, I'm not going to, you know, let you slip away this time. And he was like, and he didn't even say, let's date. Let's get to know each other. He's like, I'm your husband.
Right.
We're going to do this. Because he sees that I'm so busy. And, you know, I realized that I did want a little bit of companionship, you know, because I do so many things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm just more so observing him, because he is quiet. I mean, I'm a teacher, so I get paid to express myself. So it was just a little, it's awesome to see someone else and the way they handle things. So.
Gotcha. See, yeah, there's some people in the chat room that says I'm a Capricorn too. I'm sorry. No, just kidding. There's actually, I mean, Capricorn is what? It's an earth sign too. So, you know, the ideal of, it's not money. It's the ideal of groundingness, and that's what an earth sign is all about. It's earth, money, and where it came from, and the ideal what you focus on in yourself, and the ideal the energy you want to give yourself.
Well, he wants to be a provider, so therefore he doesn't let anything, not even me, stop him from doing what he wants to do. He doesn't get sidetracked. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just observing him, and that's why, you know, what I didn't understand, that's why I just chose to ask, because he doesn't have to talk everything out the way I do. So when I was over here, I was quiet, too. It was actually funny.
Right.
Okay, well, do you,
you know, I'm just saying with the situation, it's like, you know, putting people straight. Because, I mean, I was also noticing Capricorns have a tendency to gravitate toward religion.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Capricorn friend of mine who she was like, I was having a conversation about getting back together. It was just like, then she comes back and she goes, I'm a Christian. Okay, goody, whoop-de-doo. Okay, what's that mean? You know, it's like, sometimes it seems like Capricorns gravitate to that, the ideal of trying to discover some kind of worth by being a Christian or being in religion or that kind of thing. Well, they don't realize what they're actually looking for is themselves. To realize that
yes.
When you love God, you love yourself. When you love yourself, you love God, because you're one and the same.
Mm.
It's kind of funny. I mean, just how they do that. I'm just like, okay. But I had a lady come in my shop one day, and she was like, okay, are you Christian or pagan? And I said, why do I have to be either one to believe? They didn't have an answer.
Well, you know, some people, they don't look at it that way. You know, they look at it from, first of all, a lot of people don't take time out to find out about God for themselves. You know, they were either taught by their family, and they just keep going on. They don't branch out. They don't sit down and actually, you know, say, what is this perception? What is this thing that we're all, you know, searching for in the universe? They don't look at it from that point of view. So they have to identify with something, and then when they talk to other people, they want you to identify as well. So when you just said that when you love yourself, you love God, I mean, that made a lot of sense, and I really like the way you put that together. But, you know, some people don't do that. They just do what their grandmother did, They never question it. But then when they're still unhappy, it's because they're afraid. You know, our grandparents taught us, oh, if you do this, you're going to be struck down, you're going to do this. So some people are scared to talk to God. They don't think of it as a religion, or they don't think about it as having a relationship with themselves. And then that's why they look towards other people. And that's what you're saying, and that's what you were saying earlier. Why are you looking for your worth?
Capricorns have that tendency to want all that attention, right? Mm-hmm. I need attention. See, when he came to you, it was like, you're not giving me any attention.
Yeah, but now he's acting, but all he's focusing on is money and business. He's like, I'm going to provide for you. That's his main thing. That's the first thing he said to me. I didn't come off as being superficial, but the first thing he said is, I am going to take care of you. So,
I'm just saying, we got to sit down with guys who are in these kind of positions and women and tell them one thing. To be a supportive spouse, it takes more than money. It takes love, compassion, nurturing, and then to be there for you. Not to hand me a $5 freaking bill, but to be there in the crucial points, because I don't need the money. I need a freaking human being or spiritual being, whichever you want to go, mutually the whole thing, right? To be there supportive. Because when you go to the hospital and you're going through a major thing, handing me a $5 bill ain't going to save me.
Yeah, but some Capricorns don't really look at it from that point of view. It's like they think, I believe, like,
that's true too, sweetie, but we got to understand one thing. Let's take the Capricorn off of it. And let's take it back to the individual and say, okay, when we sit here and look at these people as spiritual beings, they do have the capability of doing it. It's just that someone's got to put it in their face and say, you know, what are you doing? I guarantee you, go out to the cemetery. You'll never find anybody out there that said, I wish I would have worked more. You'll never find that. I've looked. No. I do not find this on tombstones where it says, I wish I would have worked more. No, it says, I wish I would have spent more time with my family.
Well, some people find worth in saying, I have $60,000 saved in the bank. That's their
security. That's true, too. But say, tomorrow, the computers clash. You don't have nothing.
Hmm.
So therefore, what's it do? It falls right back to you. So how are you going to survive? It depends on you. All the success in your life depends upon you. Every little thing in your life that ever falls into place, even the idea of going to work, still relies on you. You need to get up and go to work. Those people that keep saying, if it wasn't for me, oh, shut up. Thank you for the job, but if I don't work it, it don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So all the success of my life was because of all the actions that I did, or the lack of.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, those jobs, those situations, those careers, those businesses were just opportunities for us to express ourselves. And the more successfully we express ourselves, the more successful we are. So it's like, take a look at a Capricorn. I guarantee you, Capricorn, if you just sit there and be who you are, be honest with yourself, and live your life, you will have all the attention you want. And then you'll realize you don't need all that attention. And when he sat there and said, you're not giving me attention, I would look him right in the face and I said, well, it's not my job. Right now you're basically craving for attention that you need to give yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, self-realization. You say, I'm trying to find myself. Well, go look in the damn mirror. I'm not it, but I am it. It's the ideal if you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great relationship in the point of reflection, if you guys can learn from it, is the idea of realizing he's reflecting back at you about yourself and vice versa. But
okay.
He should be looking at you and say, okay, I don't need to do all this stuff. I'm just going to do it because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at him and say, okay, great, he's successful, so can I.
Yes.
So you see, when you learn from these reflections that we give each other, you grow closer.
Well, is that energy that you get from him, do you see him wanting us to move forward, or what do you get?
So that's what you're saying. You're not getting any communication, so you're thinking the worst. And I don't get the worst. I just get a guy who's basically thinking through things but still wants the same things.
Okay.
It's that money thing and has a tendency to get to think too much and say what he should
yes,
be sitting
yes.
going, okay, I'm not. If I don't make money, I'm not worthy. Not realizing the only reason he makes some money because he's worthy.
Hmm. Okay.
Everything that crosses our path, everything comes to us because we were worthy and that's why it came to us. It's like when I said to tell people about relationships, you know, if this person comes to you and wants to be with you and you actually do like that person, you manifested that situation and that person and that relationship. And it's the idea of looking at people too. It doesn't matter if you call it a relationship or not. If you interact, if you express, if you hug each other, hold each other, talk to each other, any kind of aspect of the situation, you're in a relationship. Because people understand relationships are most of my tarot cards talk about getting closer relationships, but it doesn't specify as romantic or whatever. It's just saying all the relationships in your life at a certain point are going to get closer because how close you feel to yourself. So your reflection is you're manifesting your life.
Oh, well, since you said that, then my ex-boyfriend, I'm no longer with him, but he met this woman that was from Haiti, and she was doing voodoo. So she did some type of things to him, and a month ago, her house burned to the ground. Now, what do you get from that?
Karma.
But what was she doing for that to even? Because she lost everything.
She what?
She lost everything.
Yeah, but it's still karma. I mean, we can sit there and try to trace it back to where the karma came from, but that doesn't matter. It's just that she got what she wanted. I mean, she got what she deserved. In the process of that karma came back at the time she needed to learn a lesson, that she was focusing too much on materialistic crap, and she lost everything. Which actually, when you lose everything, it takes it back to, number one, who actually created all that materialistic stuff in the first place, which was her. But I also feel like in some way she was also taking her voodoo and she was manipulating people. So it came back.
Wow.
Karma doesn't always take generations here. It can come, there's a thing called instant karma, where it comes back next week.
Mm.
You're after karma out of freaking. I would like to have that kind of karma, than waiting two lifetimes from now and going, okay, go ahead, hit me. But
yeah.
Realistic karma comes back when it's time for you to learn a lesson. It's not a punishment. It's something you have put out there. It comes back to teach you a lesson. So therefore, it's almost like saying, seeds well planted, but sometimes those seeds well planted can come back
well,
as that karma.
Well, I don't know if my son's father is still speaking to her, but I didn't want my son around her. So I don't know. I think she's moving. Do you get that she's moving or she's still here? Hello?
No, I was sitting here looking at someone. Someone wrote something in chat. I thought Capricorn's going. Okay, guys, I want you to sit there. You want to take some negativity out of your life and get the hell off the computer. I'm serious. That's what I said. Take a look at the situation. We're talking about Capricorns. I mean, the person said that said someone on Twitter page about Capricorn says wouldn't got to heaven because all their friends are in heaven. So it's basically saying they're going to go to hell. The more of their problems, not mine. So we sit here going, okay, but don't you want to sit here and look at the person who just wrote that in the chat and ask them, you know, what does that reflect to them? Because that phrase, that Twitter page actually crossed their path. So it's a reflection back at them about themselves at that moment.
Yeah.
So I was just saying with the Capricorns, so first of all, I'm not a person. I've had people when I work on this other site. I work for a site called Oranum, oranum.com. It's O-R-A-N-U-M, Oranum. It's actually, you can see your psychics that you want to do readings with. You can see them in free chat on a video cam, so you can actually see who you're going to get a reading with, okay?
Oh, okay.
The reason I brought it up was because people are talking about all kinds of stuff, what they think and their perceptions of what people should be, okay? And it's kind of amazing how people come in the room and they have all these opinions. At the same time, they're also looking for answers themselves. So it's kind of hard to sit there and take them seriously with some of the things you got seen coming back and forth. But sometimes, you know, people do cross paths. But all these people are crossing paths at the same time. So they're all reflections. Even if it's in a chat room, there's personalities are still there. They still have a chance to reflect back at you about yourself and everything you can learn from. Do you love yourself? Then, if you do, and you can actually say that to yourself, your relationship's going to be fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. Anything you ever do with the success that you have with yourself will also be successful because you're putting the energy of that.
Yes.
Whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your question?
Oh, I said that my son's father, I'm not sure if he's still speaking to the woman that was doing voodoo, but I didn't want my son around her.
Why was his attraction to this woman anyway?
He's kind of lackadaisical, so I guess he was able to use her because she's not really an attractive person. I really feel bad for her, but I just wanted to make sure that my son wasn't around her. Do you see him still speaking to her?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, good. So do you think I should let my son go with him now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I was just alarmed when my son told me that her house burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say was, with signs. I've had people come to me and say, is a Capricorn good with a Taurus? Is a Sagittarius good with whatever? I don't answer those questions. Because actually being a Capricorn, being a Taurus, whatever, that's just a percentage of you, maybe 1%.
That's true.
Because we're all individuals. That's what the lady, I will agree with one thing what they said in the chat when they were talking about not all Capricorns are the same. Not every person's the same, okay? I was going to tell a friend of mine, think about this, okay? If you don't think God exists, then you don't believe in yourself. Because there's over 8 billion people on this planet, okay? And you cannot find one personality, one individual who's the same. Even twins are not the same. If that doesn't tell you that a super being or God exists, then you're not listening and you're not paying attention and you're not living your life.
Mm. That's true, sir.
Thank you. And quit calling me sir.
You need to do either, I know you need to do YouTube videos and you need to do seminars because you are too serious.
I need to do seminars? How do you start doing seminars?
You
I'm
need
curious.
To do seminars. Take a seminar called Get Yourself Together. That's what you need to do. Get yourself together seminar so we can sit there and listen because you're straight to the point. And I've actually talked during this time. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And you have a great night. If you ever need to call back in again, please do so. I always tell people, too, when you want to get new private readings, the one thing I didn't specify, but I tell everybody, I don't care what your budget is. I can do a private reading with you. Believe me, I've done some readings for some really outrageous prices. But this is a great format where I can just sit here and just work. And that's all I got to do. I don't have to worry about asking you for anything. You don't have to ask me if I want anything. We just sit here and talk. I give you the answers to your questions. We focus. And I tell people all the time, I had a lady come on my show one night. She waited an hour and a half in the queue just to get on the show and say, I already got my question answered a half hour ago. But I had to stay on the line just to tell you, you're fantastic. I'm sitting there going, I don't have to take compliments. I'm just sitting there going, okay, great, thank you.
It's true. That's true.
But she sits there and said that. I'm sitting there going, okay. So, you know, we start looking at people in our lives, and they're not appreciating themselves, or they don't feel worthy. We need to take a look at ourselves and ask ourselves the same questions. Because I was finding out there for a while was, could it be that to have the relationship that I want, I have to also conceive in my mind that someone could actually care about me like that? So when you sit there and think about it, because I was saying about people come on the show and compliments, and how I was like, okay, whatever. You know? There was one night it kind of really, really floored me. I was actually asked to be a guest on another show on Block Talk Radio. And I was sitting there, and the lady comes on, and the show starts, and the lady goes, here's a guy that will give you information that will last not just an hour, not just a day, but a lifetime. I'm sitting there going, who else is on the show? I thought I was the only one on the show. I was thinking it was somebody else, right?
Yes.
And then she says, and welcome to the show, Psychic X Journey Man. I was like, that was me? I couldn't,
yes.
For some reason, I couldn't get that in my head going, okay, was that me? She goes, thank you for being on the show. I'm sitting there going, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Thanks. I'm supposed to come over and do readings, and I can't speak.
Yeah, because that's a gift that God has given you, really.
Yeah, we sit there and look at the situation and say, you know, we just want to take the compassion to sit down with people and help them. I was telling people when you come on the show, don't get impatient, because all the attention I'm giving her, giving you, when you get on the air, I'll give it to you too.
Oh, wow.
But see, your impatience is keeping you from the answers you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I know the first thing you need to learn is patience.
Wow.
People's actions. I've sat there and, you know, it's amazing. We've had a lot of people come on the show and said they got their questions answered by just listening. And I'm sitting there going, see, guys, listen. People are actually coming on the show and saying it. If you stop and listen and quit being so self-centered about you need to get on the show and ask the question, you'd actually probably hear your answers. I had two co-hosts that were so freaking gung-ho on the ideal that they wasn't getting on the show and they wasn't getting any kind of time to answer questions because they said, you're taking up all the time. I was going to go, well, first of all, it's my show. You know, I can do that. But I said, it's like this, be assertive. If you have information that's coming through, then say it. Or maybe you should be listening to what's being said. Because 9 out of 10 times, when I go into these long, drawn-out things, as people call them, they're messages from spirit. So you definitely should be listening. Because I've sit back and listen to the shows and listen to myself and sit there going, I just really solved a lot of things I was going through too as well by listening to the advice I give to somebody else.
Absolutely.
So if we would all learn one thing is to listen to oneself, then we will understand why these people, why other people are in our lives. So it's not the idea of trying to figure them out. It's the idea of learning from the reflection that they're reflecting back to us about ourselves, which we learn from those, and we improve on ourselves. We improve our lives. We grow spiritually and emotionally. By doing those things, we should be able to understand the person that we're with. You should be able to understand if you're in a relationship, if you're any kind of, with, okay, like this, your foot to the floor is a relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The more successful you are with that relationship with your foot to the floor, the less likelihood you're going to fall down.
That's true.
But see, when you fall down, you also learn not to do that again. So, see, every action in your life is a learning experience. I get really tired of people coming and going, there's this guy. Am I wasting my time? No. Well, he doesn't seem like he's giving me what I want because he's not supposed to. You kind of screwed up on the listing thing. I told you to go home, make a list about a person you want to be with, the relationship you want, but you're not supposed to take a person and pound them into it. Okay? What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to let the universe, you're saying, here's my list, universe. This is what I want. Okay? This is the kind of relationship I want, this kind of person I want. This is what I need. These are my wants, needs, and desires. Poof. And then you let the universe deliver it. And then you probably keep your eyes open and say, okay, what's the sign? I've seen people take signs too. Okay, that's what that sign means. It means that's the person right there. We had a lady on the show last night with Senator going, she said she had an energy connection with some guy who wouldn't leave her alone. I'm sitting there going, okay. Because I've been trying for a year to get rid of him. I said, no, you haven't. You've just been sitting here letting him do that thing, and you're still pounding your head. Maybe I should go back with him because the sign says that this guy's still connected to me. Maybe I should go back with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, one thing I haven't heard in this conversation, dear, is you have not told me anything that you want to do. You're telling me everything everybody else wants to do.
Mm.
And she was like, okay. Well, that's what you should be focusing on. You shouldn't be sitting there saying, well, do I want to go with that person? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to be focusing on. She's like, really? Yeah. Do you want to go back with that guy? She goes, no, I don't. I'm done with that. Then why would you consider going back with him just because he's connected to you? He won't let you go. There's a difference between a real spiritual connection and a person who won't let go of you.
Mm.
We've actually talked with spirits. A guy passes over. His wife grieves for him so much and won't let him go. There's actually a connection, like cords to that guy, where he can't move on because she won't let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit there and look at the situation, why it's so important to let go and let things unfold naturally. Because if they're going to, no matter what you do or don't do, they're going to happen. How much faith do you have?
Mm.
I was talking to some guy last night was interesting. I backed off in the situation and relationship. I said, why'd you back off for? Because the person came to say they were too busy. Okay. I still don't get it. Why did you back off? Did someone tell you that? Did someone say, hey, you have to sit there and look at me? I got things going on. Their actions,
mm-hmm.
Their actions telling you. He said, well, the actions wasn't really telling me anything. I just felt like I should back off. I said, now the person's confused because you backed off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think you're interested. But they're still pondering the situation and thinking about you. And the first time you sit there and decide to come forward, give them a call, hey, what's up? And then someone has a conversation and says, I thought you didn't want to talk to me because you're going to say I'm busy. And then you find out later on, they were busy. You know,
yeah.
People do have lives. It's like what you're – I'm just saying, one thing I would do with your boyfriend is tell him flat out if you want to get married and that kind of stuff, to realize that you are a person who's self-efficient. So you really don't need him to support you.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so therefore, in that four thing, he is living a habit. He's living things. He's assumptions. He's assuming these are the things he has to do. When realistically, you need to have a conversation and say, no, you don't. If you want to do all that stuff, you right now are in a position that you have a woman in your life who's self-efficient, who's doing what she wants to do. And so, therefore, the reflection back at you is, so should you.
But maybe he thinks I think he wants to be needed.
That's true, too. But so, come on, guys. What does he need to be needed? Someone hit him in the freaking knee with a ball bat?
He's his mom.
Yeah, but see, what I'm saying, sweetie, is I don't think you're a person who has any kind of lack of expression.
No, I don't.
So the ideal working is an illusion of what he's trying to do and the ideal pertaining this picture of what he thinks he should be doing. See, it's an illusion he's trying to live up to. It's been proven fact that people get depressed for one reason, because they're trying to live up to the expectations of the world and they're not doing what they want to do. So they get depressed because they don't think they're being respectful in some sense of the word of what the world says. Relationships, too, are like this, too. Okay, I'm a relationship counselor, so listen. Nobody should be on a pedestal because that breaks the balance of a relationship.
Mm.
You can treat your woman or your guy special.
Yes.
But you can also do the same thing to yourself. Because like I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, here you are helping the world. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing. I said, but don't you live here too? You need to help yourself in the process of helping the world. So, hey, you know, that's the situation. We're going to sit there and go, okay, what is up with everybody right now? It's the ideal. This focusing on self realistically actually adds to the foundation of the world. It doesn't take away. It's the selfish people who sit there and hang out in the corners all by themselves. I'm learning how to be trusty. Oh, really? You're not hanging out with nobody. How can you learn to trust anybody?
That's how he is. He stays in the house. He is so predictable. He goes to work, he comes back home, and he goes to sleep.
Why don't you tell
him
to interact and say, hey, buddy, Capricorns are that way, too, in some sense of the word. Well, maybe we should sit there and free up the Capricorn bullshit and just go to your boyfriend and say, you know something, buddy? You need to interact. You need to sit there and go, okay, I want people to, you know, like he wanted you to give him all that attention. Well, he needs to learn to give it, too. Like they always said, you want to have a good friend? Be one.
He is 32, and he acts like he's an older man. He's with his grandmother.
Well, tell him to smack out of there. Or go get a can of gray paint and say, you know something? I think we'll spray you up so you look the part.
He is so old. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yes, he is.
I'm just saying, he's a snap out of it and say, you know something? Just have some fun. What's the point of making all this freaking money? What's the point of doing all this stuff if you can't have fun? It says in the Bible, be abundant and prosperous.
It
doesn't say, settle and be miserable. So why are Christians settling and miserable?
Hmm.
I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying the ones I know. Let's get that clear. And people sit there going, I had to marry this woman because that's what it says in the Bible. I said, have you ever listened to the Bible? Only the audio one. The Bible really doesn't say anything. And I was saying, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm saying the Bible doesn't say anything. It's the Bible is words that God says that he's trying to relate to us. And that's why we should put it. And I was saying my mom got mad because somebody had this fitness Bible. Realistically, if you look at the definition of what Bible means, it means a book of information, a book of wisdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a lot of books of wisdom out there. So therefore, for somebody who's a Christian to basically judge people because of what they're doing kind of goes against, and it's a contradiction, okay? Because realistically, what he says in the spiritual realm, the reason we don't judge people because everybody's on their own spiritual path. We don't have the right to judge them. Because, first of all, if we're focusing on somebody else and how sad they are, look at them, that sucks. Gossip. See, gossip takes you away from your life. And at that moment, you're focusing on somebody else.
Mm.
So what you need to do is you need to realize gossiping is working against you.
Mm.
Okay? And more likely, you're going to find out the information you got from somebody else is bullshit. So you're actually, I've heard Christians do this. Oh, did you hear about Joey? Who cares? Who cares what Joey's doing? Joey's not here. I think all of us need to learn one thing, is to live in the now. If there's somebody right in your face at that moment who loves and cares about you or giving you any kind of thing, anything is going on at that moment, that's where you should be at. You should be not thinking about anything else. Because seriously, think about this. If you're looking at a person who cares about you, who loves you, and you're thinking, what is he thinking? Then you're not focusing on yourself. And at that time, you're trying to figure him out. There's another thought going through your head from a previous situation that's brought it to the surface. So actually at that moment, you're living in the past. And then you look at him and say, if he continues to do this, then what's our future going to be like? Now you're in the future. Okay, so where's the now? So see, we need to take a step back and live in the now. What's going on at this moment? Somebody just gave you a gift or somebody just did something for you. Shouldn't you just live that moment and say, wow? Because at that moment, you are living the now. You're not thinking about the future or the past. You're thinking about this person who's right there. And you should sit there and look at that person and say, you know something? Thank you. Or I can take 5 minutes for you. What's 5 minutes in a freaking day? Sometimes I would sit there and say, I would get irritated about it in some sense of the word because I'm a person that does that. I would sit there and say, I just took my schedule and put it to the side just to see you. Do I expect people to do that? No, I would like them to because I did it. And I would like to see that. That takes a lot of freaking... to me, that just shows somebody really cares about you, that you're more important. But at the same time, they're also happy too. So at the moment, see, this is two people who find themselves very important, because the first person who's basically created the situation, he knows he's important because of who he's looking at the moment. She makes him feel important. So she should also look at him the same way. He sees me as important. He sees me as something. He sees me as something special. That's because he sees himself as something special. Think about this. If you look at yourself as a very special person, then you can look at the other person with those same eyes as being a very special person too.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If you allow yourself to be together in that special moment, you have a special relationship. And you don't have to do nothing but be yourselves.
That's true.
So why can't we do that? We can. I want to say that right real quick. We can do this. So let's do that. That's what we should do. That's, I mean, if you want to sit here and look at the situation, go, let's all do homework. Let's go home and make a vow to ourselves to be totally honest with ourselves, to be totally honest with everybody else. I was sitting there talking, and we had this thing on the show last week where people were telling this stupid story. And I like it because it's a good analogy, but it's what they try to do with it. They try to sit there and justify lying. And they usually say, they got a nice little scenario, okay? You have a neighbor who's beating up his wife. He's threatened to kill his wife. So his wife comes to your house. You have her hidden in the closet. Okay? The guy comes to your house. And he comes to your house. Now the scenario goes, well, you open the door. You got to lie to him, right? And I'm like, no. Did you forget about the other option? They go, what's that? The guy's going to kill his wife. Why you answer the freaking door?
Exactly. Why'd you open the door?
So if you don't answer the door, you don't put yourself in a position where you have to lie. You can still be true to yourself. I was sitting out the door. I said, go away, dude. I'm not opening this freaking door. You threatened to kill your wife. If you're going to kill your wife, you ain't coming in here because you could shoot everybody.
That's
or
true.
We just sit there and say, we have her in our house. She's in a safe place, and that's all really matters, isn't it? We saved somebody that day. And with us, plus with us not answering the door, we also saved our integrity and had respect for ourselves and saved our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So people sit and look at the situation and go, hey, no hey, get out. You know, it's just amazing how people want to justify things when they can actually look at a different way of approaching them and still be true to themselves. Because at that moment, you're not being true to yourself. You're trying to justify and taking the easy way out. Okay, don't take the easy way out. Look at the situation for what it is. If you're sitting there saying, hey, I don't have time, I don't have space in my life, I don't have time in my life, you should look at the situation of a person who's presented themselves because you and your intentions is why that person is standing in front of you or why that person is even a part of your life, because you made a choice to allow them to be a part of your life. And we both need to sit there and take a responsibility of the situation, because more than likely both of us created this situation out of some kind of intentional manifestation or unintentional, you know? But we need to take a step back and look at these situations instead of saying, I can't do this. When we should look at the situation like this, okay? If you're at a point like that, what you need to do is look at it very clearly and say, okay, there's still stuff in my life I need to get rid of because somebody else wants to come into my life. Somebody wants to be a blessing or special or something. Or I just look at this person like this person. Why can't I let this person come in my life? Why can't I let this happen? It's just the answer is the daily double. I'm just kidding. It's just one of those situations when you sit and look at it very clearly. It just means there's more things you need to let go of. Or maybe in the situation, you know, are you really in a good place in your life that you're trying to claim that you are? Because if you are in a very good place in your life and things are still not falling into place, there's still chaos and certain things going on, you need to take a look within yourself and ask yourself, okay, there's certain things that could be really good for me. Why am I not letting those happen at the same time I'm hanging on to things that are not working? There needs to be some kind of reorganization there, okay? So when you sit and look at the situation you're in with your boyfriend, it's like there's certain things you're not happy with. And that's what you got to sit there and think about, okay? And when we sit there and realize there are certain things that we're not happy with, there are still solutions.
Yes, that's true.
We don't put our foot down and stop these things or say, hey, this can't go on. Well, this can't happen. We have to sit and look at ourselves. Okay, why can't it? Why are you stopping it? What are you scared of? What's your fear? Okay, if it's a natural thing that's happening, unfolding, you want to stop it. And you say, well, I got all this chaos going on. I got to figure this stuff out. We were doing good. We're still going to, you know, the whole thing's like, whoa, I like this. But this is chaos stuff. I got to get this all scheduled. I got to get it all organized. And you're like, but should it already be organized? It shouldn't be already falling into place. The reason I can say that, because that's what my life is. Every time I sit here and get chaotic, I get chaotic situations. When I sit here and let go, seriously, I am serious as a heart attack. If you sit there and take titles off everything, you forget that there's days of the week, that there's months, everything. Just take titles off everything. All of a sudden, there's no restrictions. There are no limitations. Okay? And you look at yourself, okay? Why do we worry about bills? People say, well, they got to be paid. Don't you realize if you stop worrying about them, you also erase all the blocks that keeps you from being in a state of flow. So in the state of flow, everything happens, and basically everything gets paid. Everything gets taken care of spontaneously. So it gets kind of, because I was sitting telling a friend of mine, I was like, this is not a theory. I did this. I said, you know something, I'm going to stop worrying about bills, because all it does is make me sick. And as soon as I did that, all of a sudden there was always enough money for everything. Everything was always taken care of. Everything fell into place. It was always when I sit there and try to figure out something or someone that we have these situations in our lives, it stopped. Because we stopped and started thinking. When we should have sit there and say, okay, my heart says I should do this. Follow it. Be spontaneous. What happens? Because one thing I tell you guys right for a fact, okay? Your canoe is in the water of life. So we have this river of life, okay? Okay, that was a nice little try to visual there, okay? My sound effects are not that great, but I'm working on it. Okay, we have the river of life. Okay, we're in the canoe. We're heading down the river, okay? Now we're going to have rocks. We're going to have obstructions, obstacles, and we're going to maneuver around those. Sometimes we're not going to be so good at it. We're going to hit it. Okay, we're going to get hurt. We're going to get smacked. But we learn how to maneuver around those things, okay? We have a canoe full of oars. So when we break one, we don't try to keep fixing it. We just throw it in the water, grab another one, keep going. Okay, but the one thing you cannot change, which people keep changing all the time, this is what's so confusing for everybody. You know, oh, this relationship was working good. You know, just, you know, you're stopping things. I'm not ready, for, you know, you're not saying you're ready or not, but you're saying, hey, my life is just too full. Not realizing there's things that need to go. So so it's like people are trying to change the flow of the river. They're trying to change the speed of the river. The speed of the river you cannot change. Okay? It keeps constantly going, and, you know, and but see, the one thing is, even when you, this is the one thing most people find when you have a nice river, okay, the river life, you lose your oar. They find out they still keep going forward. They were just trying to control everything. There's like, the other day we were talking about the idea, what's more important, giving or receiving? And everybody went right to, it's better to give. I said, did you ever figure why you have so much imbalance in your life? And they go, yeah, I keep giving all the time because you're not open to receive. There has to be a balance between giving and receiving, because if you don't, you cut off the flow of prosperity in your life. Okay, the same thing with structure and flow. A lot of people think you got a structure and you got a flow. One or the other. Always focus on one or the other. I got to get the structure. I'm really structured. Got the flow going on. I'm going through the flow. They don't realize you have to have a balance between the structure and flow, too. It's like the river life. Okay, you got the river life. That's the flow. You got the canoe. That's the structure. Do you see how they work together?
Yes.
Okay, so if you didn't have a canoe, what happens? You're wet. And you're not going anywhere. You're pissed. But when the two work together and if balance, then you go somewhere. And usually pretty flowish and spontaneous. So it's great. You know, being in, also the other one, the other major one is being and doing. And we have all these people that said you have to be doing something all the time, or you just got to sit back and relax and be. Not realizing there has to be a balance between the two. And how you get that balance between the two is the idea of realizing one thing. Okay? You sit there and listen to your guidance. As you're listening, you're in the state of being. Okay, when you get the guidance and you follow through with the guidance, then you're in this, and then you're in the flux of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but do you see how the two work together? When you get that balance of listening and doing,
Yeah. Then
you get a bunch, but you get really good stuff going on. If everybody could just sit there and do one thing and stop thinking, and just allow everything to happen, and realizing that, like the birds, do the birds sit there and go, I don't have any food? You know. Mm-hmm. McDonald's was closed. They don't do that. It's like the birds and the plant. It's like the birds and the animals, the rivers, the trees. All these things just happen, and that's because that's just the way life is. There's always been a constant. Everything's constantly changing. So we just have to open ourselves up and say, okay, do you have a connection with this person? How do you realize that? At one moment, you were open, and you felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you proceeded afterwards kind of gets things going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I like you a lot. You're a nice person. So therefore, it's just basically saying to you, as I say, I like you a lot. It's just a realization that you like yourself a lot. Because the situation you had, you attracted to basically have someone say that to you. So if a person's not saying those things... Whoa, someone's calling me. Someone... Hey, just check it out, man. It's Valerie. People like you. Okay, you want to bring these people on the freaking thing? Let's have some fun, my friend. Okay, Valerie, you're live. On the Psychic X Journeyman Show, yes. We're talking to one of our callers. You know, I've been talking to you for so long, I forgot what her name was.
Tina.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on so long, but we do have another caller on the line, too. And
I just want you to sit down,
and some of the things that you really don't like about your boyfriend, these things can be sit down. I'm not trying to change the dude. Yeah, come on, show up.
Okay.
I'm saying what the situation... Okay. Okay, bye. I'm saying with the situation, it's just grief. It's just the ideal to say, okay, these are the things I don't like. Because I think in the reflection from you about to him is just telling him he's too stuck in his ways. He needs to evolve. He needs to grow. And he's not.
Hmm.
He's still hanging on to, God, I keep getting three lifetimes ago.
Wow.
I liked it when I was grandpa. I hate to say it that way, but that's why I keep picking up on it. So when you look at the situation, my friend, I think we should all learn one thing. I like you. And saying I like you should not be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You're an old man. You're 32 and you act like a grandpa. I don't think that should be considered a death sentence. He should look at it constructively and say, you know something? You got a point. And I need to have more fun in my life. What's the point of... Seriously, what's the point of making all that freaking money if you can't spend it and enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I always tell everybody, I say, stop making a living and start making a life and start having fun with your life. If you're in a situation... And you say, I like part of my job, but the other side I don't, then I would say you're in the wrong place. Because people would say, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and I was like talking about all the things that happened and things are going on. I just manifested this shop that someone told me I couldn't get because it would never come up available ever again because the statures of the city changed and that kind of stuff. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving in that place Monday or Tuesday. So the ideal of looking at this beautiful, awesome, amazing woman, I can see her being a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because of those things of manifestation, of saying, okay, every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you right at that moment. I don't like that one person said, if you know, every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't, it wasn't meant to be yours. I'm like, that's like you just hit me with a brick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there going, this is how life is. Every good thing you desire comes to you. If it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you right now. But with progression, doesn't mean it ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea of opening your arms up and saying, I'm open to receive. I was talking, also yesterday, we were talking about this too, okay? Why is it so important to let go? Because when you let go, you're telling the universe, I'm ready to receive the changes I've been wanting. I'm ready and open for the things I've been asking for. My wants and needs and desires can only come to you when you allow yourself to open your arms to receive them.
Mm.
And that's why it's so important to let go. Because in the process of letting go, you're saying, I believe this so freaking much. I'm crying when I'm praying because I want it so much. But it's the idea to take it one step further and saying, I believe. And then take it one step further and say, I know. Then take it one step further and forget all about it. I've seen so many manifestations happen. Like I said before, I forgot all about that shop. I remember when I saw it, I said, I want that shop. I would love to have that shop. And then I forgot all about it. Next thing I know, I walked by last weekend, there's a for rent sign. Whoa, I got to go. But it was so exciting. You know, seriously, it's really exciting when you see manifestations, because every time you manifest something, you start thinking about one thing. What can I do next? Then you're happy. Every time you manifest something you really love to have, or manifest a person you love to be with, see what you're saying is, I love this. I would love this. I would love this. You say, what you're really saying is, I love myself, that I deserve it. Even the ideal using the affirmation, I deserve. I did this one time I came back to Colorado. I sat there and I was sitting there talking. I said, you know something? I went to Colorado the first time. It didn't cost me a dime, and I deserve it again. A week later, my mom came to me with a proposal about a situation. I've been helping my brother with his house, and they decided to give me $500 and a bus ticket back to Colorado. I was like, yeah. My favorite word is booyah. And I was like, you know, having fun, you know. Told a friend of mine, yeah, because people sitting there going, you really can't make a living at doing psychic work. I said, really? I live in my own apartment. I have a one-bedroom apartment. I pay my own utilities. I have the internet. I have all the kind of stuff. I do a radio show. I have my own business, and now I'm going to get my own shop. I said, what do you think? Elves have been delivering me money? That was last week. Okay. Anyway. But seriously, that's what I'm saying. I sit there and get crazy about the situation because I feel very strongly that what I do for my life, I'm passing on to you so you can do the same.
Thank
and that's
you.
What I want you to do. I want you to sit there and go, what can I do tomorrow? What do I want to manifest? But one thing I don't want people to do is get obsessive, okay? Focus boards are great, but they can be obsessions. They're supposed to be focus, and they focus on success. But if you put yourself in a position of obsession, then it kind of works against you, and you lose the point of the whole thing. It's a success. Obsession means you still have a lot of lack of faith in yourself.
Mm.
So you feel like you have to. Obsession is hanging on, the attaching, codependency, and then those things need to be go. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody who wants to go listen to the archives, we are taping this. I just want to sit here and mention that to you guys. Also, if you want to get a private reading with me, just give me a call at 719-344-8699, or just call me on my cell phone at 740-500-8863. Go to the website. It's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Check it all out. But like I tell people before, don't forget about the prices. Yeah, it's $125 for a 75-minute reading. But see, if you're listening to the show, just give me a call. I've actually done readings for $5, so it's the work. The work is important. And I do so much work for other companies and other things right now, I can give you a heck of a deal. And that's why I work my butt off on these other companies, so I can do that, so I can keep doing this free radio show. Okay? Thank you for calling. There's somebody else in the queue. I just want to get to them, too.
Okay. God bless you. Have a great night. Thank you.
And please give us a call back and tell us how things go with your boyfriend. If anything, try to get him to call in. I'll smack him out of it. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right. Let's go to our next caller. That'll be area code as soon as a little snake. Okay, we're getting the fluctuation here. Come on. There we go. Area code 330. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good. How are you?
I have no idea.
Neither do I.
Okay, where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Ohio, the Buckeye State.
330. I used to, before I moved back here, I lived in Circleville, Ohio. I lived in Chillicothe. I was actually born in Waverly, Ohio.
Okay, I'm in the Canton area.
But I don't know nothing about Ohio.
How about on the Indians?
Well, we used to go to Tecumseh, the Shawnee. There was a big old revolt there for a while, but now they have an amphitheater down there where they actually reenact Tecumseh, who actually was trying to wipe out the white man. So there you go. Shawnee, what was it? Shawnee. We also have the Hopewell and that place down there in Chillicothe. What's it called? Mound City, where they have those one Indians, which is kind of funny how you can find people like that, too. Because they used to cremate their Indians.
It is. That's, like, way south of me, but I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fantastic place, but I don't like it. Anyway.
It's kind of Ohio.
Yeah, people go, it's boring. A fantastic place, I wouldn't want to go.
It's kind of boring. Ohio's boring.
Ohio, one person said, Ohio's the heart of the country. And I said, okay, I guess it explains why it's dying. Okay. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's called heart disease. All right.
I do like
Cedar Point, and I do like going to Kings Island.
I've never been to Kings Island, but I have been to Cedar Point.
Sandusky.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go across the freaking lake and go to that island and ride scooters.
Oh, Putnam Bay. Yeah, I did that a couple of times. It's nice over there.
It is. But, you know, enough of that Ohio stuff because I'm getting depressed.
it is.
So let's get to you. And so how can we help you get out of that country, out of that state?
Well, actually, I'm depressed, too, like Ohio. But
there are some happy people. I mean, I used to work for a carnival, and I'm hoping he's happy because he had a very successful triple treat show. So if you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, check him out. If you want to do some work with them, check them out. Triple Treat Shows. It's a cool carnival. I used to work for them. They do a really good show. I wouldn't work for them. But I think all carnivals are basically designed the same thing. You always have somebody yelling and treating you like garbage, no matter how far exceeding the work you do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things. I think it's just the environment or the, what they want to call that. It's just the way they are. So what
I don't know. I've worked for a lot of companies like that, too.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. No matter what you do.
I worked for Nolan's. I worked for Triple Treat Shows. I worked for a couple. I worked for one carnival in Florida. Can't remember the name of them are. There was another one here. I worked for one here in Colorado, too. Which I cannot remember. I can remember Triple Treat Shows. I can remember Nolan. So I can't remember these other ones I worked for, which they were totally different outfits, but they didn't pay. That's why I can't remember them. But,
I hear you. You know.
Well, what is your question for tonight? How can we stay away from carnival work?
How to stay work completely. No, it's only kidding. If I'm going to get back together with my ex-boyfriend or if I'm going to find somebody new or if I'm going to be an old maid.
And this is what I do when people ask questions like this. I don't want to hear the word ex or boyfriend. I want to hear people's names because these people, realistically, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, the reason it's so important because when you start focusing on ex, you have a picture in your mind of what he was like when you were with him. And if there's been any kind of period of time that you haven't been with him, hopefully somewhere along the line he's changed. So you need to get that picture out of your mind, or it will actually work against you in any kind of chance of getting back together.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's
Okay, do you see, but he's got a really unusual name. His name is Spud.
He's a potato?
Well, sometimes
he's a cash potato, right?
That too, but sometimes his head, I think, is like scallop potatoes.
Holy mackerel. I don't like scallop potatoes.
You don't.
I'm like, whoa, okay, that's kind of crazy.
Well, how about mashed potato? His head's
like okay, but I like mashed potatoes, and I don't want to refer that to a person. Kind of kills me.
Right,
I go
do
to get
whatever
it
you want to do.
Go to the restaurant and get an open-faced sandwich and with the mashed potatoes, you know, the roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was turkey, but I'm sitting there going, oh, I can see Spud's head. That doesn't make me feel good. So let's look at this guy. What is his real name? Is it really Spud?
It's Spudgen, but they call him Spud for nickname.
Okay, so you want to know if you want to get back with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long has it been since you guys been together?
Well,
okay. Do you have to figure it up on the calculator?
I want to say 4 or 5 months in that vicinity.
You want to say 4 or 5 months, but what is it really?
Just
be honest with yourself.
About 5 months.
One thing I tell people about people in this situation, I've seen people being separated for 12 years and get back together and get married.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Because people are like, well, it's been 3 weeks. I'm sitting there going, and your point is. See, realistically, when we start focusing on these situations and start having these kind of, we're feeding into fears. But what is happening is our insecurities are coming to the surface. So more than likely, it has nothing to do with them. Okay, you're sitting there saying, how do I want to get back? Do you want to get back with him?
Only if he can make a commitment.
Yeah, but see, the point is, look at the situation. You're not making a commitment either, so it could actually work against you. So it's the idea of making sure exactly what you do want. What do you want? Do you want to be with him? Do you want to make a full commitment? Make that to yourself, okay?
Okay.
So when the opportunity presents itself, see, seriously, you want the opportunity to present itself to you. You want to be with this person. You want a commitment from this person, right? You have to make a commitment to yourself of what you really do want. Once you make a commitment to yourself and say, okay, this is what I want with him. This is what I need with him. This is what I desire with him. You're truly honest with yourself. Okay? More than likely what's going to happen is you're going to manifest and create that opportunity. And since you've done the work, when it does present itself, guess what? You're not like these other people going, what do I do now? I don't know, kiss him?
Well, you know, basically that's what I told him, if he couldn't make a commitment, I had to cut ties, which I did, you know.
So you're being true to yourself, right?
Right.
So it's just the ideal of taking it one step further, continuing to be true to yourself. So if a situation presents itself and you have done what you know what you want, you know what you feel, no question about the whole thing, right? And he comes to you and he says, I don't know. You need to be very strong with him and say, you know something? If we're sitting here facing each other, then you do know, or this would not be happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. Seriously, man. You know, as people sit and play this wishy-washy thing, they're there physically. See, people always say, you know, actions speak louder than the word. Then why are you not listening? The guy is there. His mouth is saying something stupid. Okay? But it doesn't match his actions. So we have to sit there and say, we're playing poker. You have to call his bluff and say, you're full of it. You're here. Why don't you sit there and look at yourself right now and say, why are you here? Don't sit there and say, I don't know, because I don't know didn't get you in that car and get you over here.
The thing is, I don't know if he knows what he's got, like, a lot of baggage.
Okay, then put yourself in this situation, okay? He has a lot of baggage. Do you want to be a therapist or you want to be a girlfriend?
A girlfriend.
And he needs to work on those things on himself.
Right. And
so therefore it has nothing to do with you.
We look
at the situation. What's happened between him? Who cares right now? Because right now you're not really crossing paths. You're not part of each other. But when you do cross each other's path, then you worry about it. Then you pay attention to what's going on, what he's presenting to you. But he's not there, then there's no reason to think about this. Because I always tell people when you're trying to manifest something, if you're sitting there thinking about it all right now, but you're not interacting with that person, all you're doing is basically re-evaluating things that have already happened, which are not going to help you understand basically anything that happens now. Because if you're too busy focusing on that, think about this. If you're too focused on what just happened, what you don't like, and you want to change it, how can you change it if you're still focusing on it? You have to allow this guy and say, okay, I want him to change. But you can't sit there and say, well, I guess he never will. Okay, you're contradicting yourself. You want him to change, but at the same time, you won't allow it because you won't let that go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, see, the idea of you and Spud getting back together. I'm serious, sweetie. When I look at the situation, the idea of you two getting back together, I keep getting no. And the reason I keep getting no is because he doesn't want to listen to himself. So if you look at the situation, what does he reflect back about you? It could be a really good reflection that says you are listening to yourself. You do know what you want. So it's about time that you be with somebody who does too. And be respectful and honor yourself and say, okay, I need to open the door. You have shut the door. Okay? You're waiting for Spuddy Boy here to come back. You've got this door shut to anybody else. What you need to do is say, okay, he's not coming back. I mean, let me put that in a nice way.
He's not a part of your life,
so there's nothing wrong with you opening the door to somebody else. And if something else has a tendency to unfold, you should look at the situation why and realize that maybe if something else does unfold, then what you think he was, maybe he wasn't. because there's another person who's actually coming forward who's actually giving you what you want, because that's what they want too. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you, but a lot of people sit there and go, well, what if I don't get this person? My life's over. No, your life's over because you won't listen. Had nothing to do with them. That's my biggest grievance about marriage. Oh, marriage sucks. No, it doesn't. The dude or the woman you was with, they suck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, marriage is just something that you create with somebody else. If they refuse to create that with you, if you refuse to create that with you, that's their loss. Because, let's put it one more thing, okay? With the relationship, okay? Relationships are physical manifestations that we created about ourselves, so we feel about ourselves, okay? So therefore, these creations that we've made is to find out more about ourselves. So if we deny these relationships, we're denying ourselves of spiritual growth and emotional growth. So you need to stop doing that with yourself and say, okay, Spud doesn't want to grow anymore. He wants to stay right where he's at and be a Spud. And I hate to say it that way because that's all I keep seeing this guy going. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm good. And,
you know? You know what? That is so true. That is so true. I bet he's got imprints on the couch from sitting there watching TV.
Yeah, they're called eyes on the potatoes.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't matter. It's... You know, he says he doesn't need nobody. He's fine by himself. You know, but I don't know about anybody else. But I at least would like one friend.
Feel that energy on that freaking thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were right on that one. You were right on that one.
So what I'm saying is, you look at yourself and you go, okay. You know, I've had this happen before. Two people go, okay, what happens if I go with somebody else and then he has a tendency to present himself? More than likely, it's just something out of jealousy because, you know, he didn't act soon enough. But then again, point is, he didn't act at all. Now someone else is in your life. He's like, oh, I want to be a part of that. You have to sit there and listen to yourself and say, okay, I attracted a new person in my life that I'm very happy with. So when we attract exes back into our lives, it's just telling us where we don't want to be, and to appreciate what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way where people go, well, I'm still in love with my ex. Of course you are, because you're a loving, caring person. That's natural. Okay, just because he didn't give you back what you wanted, or she didn't give you back what you wanted, doesn't mean you're any less of a loving person. So you still do love them. But people like to use that as a justification. Well, I still love him. I guess I should go back with him. No, it just means that's who you are. Look at the person you're with. What are you going to do about them? They're everything you ever wanted. Why would you want to walk away from that because somebody presented themselves? Just be respectful and say, okay, this person is still with us. The one who just came back was the one who walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of walking away, we have to sit there and go, I'm sorry. I mean, I sit there and I'm going to be really, really respectful to myself and the person I'm with. Because I'm with that person. This person presents themselves, say, I want to get back with you. There's nothing to get back with, my friend. I'm already with somebody else.
Right. And
I've had that happen a couple of times, too, where it's like, okay, I'm back. Okay, there's the door. Goodbye.
Yeah. And
it's like, can't we be friends? No, we can't be friends because all you're going to do is be friends with me, just waiting for a shot, which ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he wanted. He said, well, can we still be friends? Well, how can we be friends when you've hurt me deeply, you know?
I would give him a hug and then strangle him.
You know? I mean, I would still help him if he needed help because that's the kind of person I am. But that doesn't.
Well, that's different, you know. But when some people come in here and say, give me a hug and give me this, give me that, and you're like, but we've already decided that, well, it's like being disrespectful. The guy took off and left. That wants to come back and he wants to be affectionate and emotional and that kind of stuff. He's just doing those things to get back in. So I call that the kiss-ass moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you put his ass and give him a kiss back.
We've had very, very little contact.
I'm just saying, look at the situation. And it's like I ran into an ex the other day, too, and I sit there and flat out and just said, you want to get back together? And I started getting – she told me my spirit guides were telling me a bunch of BS. I'm sitting there going, okay, I don't know what that means. I was just asking you hypothetically, you want to get back together or not? And then she goes, no, I'm not in a dating way. What's that mean? Someone cut your legs off? some of these comments that people come back with, I have no idea what they're trying to say. The next one that came back was, I'm a Christian now. My response was, what do you fucking do? So what, you're a Christian? People are going, that's being disrespectful. I said, no, it's not. The person is a person is trying to use a title to justify their actions, and I just called them out. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Do I have any problem with the Christians? Of course I do. Don't we all? But mm-hmm. I was there telling my friend, I said, look at this. It says, if you want to listen to the world and do what the world says, then you'll be in the category of 65% divorce rate. If you listen to Christians, it'll be between 35 and 40%. If you listen to the spiritual way of being true to self, it almost falls down to zero. Now, which one do you want to listen to?
I think the last one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like we said before. Yeah. Tell her what she's won, Johnny. A brand new life. Just because your perception just changed just that minute. Oh, yeah. And we're actually kicking down to 3 minutes.
So you're saying that the angels are telling you for me to just move on.
Yeah, because, see, in the process of moving on doesn't mean that it won't ever happen. The idea of moving on means it gives it more of an opportunity to happen. Because you're being true to yourself. You're moving on. And actually, life doesn't stop. It just keeps moving on. I mean, look at the river of life. No reason. The river of life never stops. It's just that your canoe fell apart. You're staying on the water going, what happened?
Really?
But, you know, as soon as you find another canoe, you're heading down the river again. But the river never stopped. So the idea of moving on, I'm going to move on now, means you just got back in your canoe and decided to jump into the streams of life.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's the structure and flow thing. You have to have balance in your life. People say, what does balance mean? It means you have to have a balance between giving and receiving, structure and flow, being and knowing, there's another one too, and physical and spiritual. Because a lot of people say you got to get rid of the ego. No, you don't have to get rid of the ego. You have to balance it out. They both exist on this plane. What you do is you make decisions. You listen to your heart and say, okay, I listened to my heart. My heart said this, and you follow through. The ego is supposed to be motivation to keep moving forward. Not letting
right.
the ego go, well, we're not going to do this. And why, you know, I wish people would ask themselves, why are you putting your foot down and not letting things happen? If all those things are part of your life, they're supposed to be a part of your life. Because they are. The reality of that situation is that those people, situations, all those things are happening in your life, they're supposed to be happening. You have to ask yourself, why are you stopping them? Because the only reason they have a tendency to stop is because your action, excuse me, or your lack of action.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone crosses my life, I don't care who it is, a drunk, whatever. Those interactions happen for a reason, to reflect back it about us. Even if it's just the idea of clarify that giving and receiving. You're sitting there, there's a guy in front of you who needs something. You shouldn't really sit there and try to figure it out. And so, okay, should I give it to him or not? Because he might take and go buy alcohol. Giving, receiving. It just says give and you shall receive. So what you give and what put out there, you will get back. It doesn't mean you'll get a bottle of whiskey. It just means you're giving to somebody and you're not really putting any kind of restrictions or expectations on it. You're just giving. And I guarantee you, down the road, someone's going to do the same thing to you. And then you'll be open to receiving. So it balances the whole thing, okay? I want to sit and tell everybody, we're down to 60 seconds. I just want to say thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks for all the callers. Thanks for everything that goes on. I'm pretty good about talking fast. I can't do it. I just want to say, may God and the angels bless you every day and give love where love is given. And please, dear, give us a call back. We'll be on tomorrow night. And thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And you have a great night.
Okay? Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Oh, what the heck? Oh, Nicole never made it.
From mountains to the sun.
Be on the show tonight.
Life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls.
Hello?
To meet it there.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Oh, is the show over?
Life has only
hold
just
on, sir.
Begun.
I'm trying to kill the music. That music means, yeah, the show's over, but...
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I guess you'll be on tomorrow, or...
We'll be on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, okay?
Okay. All right, love.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a good night. Good night, everybody.